Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The Women in Computing Festival 2018 starts at the Centre for Computing History on Monday and runs for the next month. The focus is on celebrating women who work or have worked in technology through the stories they can tell. Rachel Kidd is from the Centre for Computing History. She's here now. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in.
So, first question, Rachel, why did you decide to run the festival?
It's our second year of running the festival. The museum itself, it's a local museum in Cambridge, just off of Coldham's Lane. And we're always open to the public. We have slightly different. We have nothing that's older than about 60 or 70 years old. So
yeah, this is the problem.
When
I've been around there, it does look like the box under my bed from time to time. It's like, I've got one of those. Or sometimes I look up and think, I wonder if they'd like that.
Yes. Well, we do take donations. A lot of people clear out their lofts and we do have a lot of donations.
I might send you a list then, in which case.
And the other difference being that everything's all up and running and it's all about hands-on experience. But as well as the collection of computers and the educational side behind, how computers and technology's transformed over the decades, we also run a lot of events. And Women in Computing is one of those events. It's become an annual festival. Mm-hmm. This is the second year we're running it. And the theme this year is Her Story. And we wanted to do something positive and constructive and invite women who work in technology or have worked in technology to share their stories. And the main exhibition is about the stories being displayed, and the stories can be written stories, they can be objects of interest. We have hardware, we have software, we have Bluetooth gadgets, we have everything that women have developed and worked on quietly. As many people in the industry, they all work quietly and quite unassuming in the background, but they have fantastic careers. Male and female, and we just wanted to focus on the women working in that industry and celebrate what they've achieved.
Fantastic. So could you tell me a little bit more about Hedy Lamarr? So as I understand it, she was a film star, but also a scientist.
Yes.
Did she really invent Bluetooth?
Well, the patent that she's responsible for, she worked with her partner on this, and the patent, the technology behind that, it was frequency hopping, and the idea was it was to block, might not be the right terminology, but it was to block and make it difficult for the enemy to take control of missiles. So frequency hopping would allow missiles to be controlled in a way that could not be interrupted, and it just made things safer for the Allies during World War II. So that patent has then gone on to influence other research and developments, as most patents do, and some of that technology, those ideas are used nowadays in Bluetooth technology.
But she was a big star. This is kind of trying to think. Kind of like, I don't know, Sandra Bullock suddenly registering for a patent and making a fortune through really.
But it's like anything. Someone who's intelligent and good in their field, like she was highly intelligent. She was smart enough to learn scripts and her persona in the films. She could apply that intelligence to other fields, and she understood the technology side of things, and she managed to work on that successfully.
And you're showing a film about her,
right?
The week.
The festival, as I say, there'll be the main exhibition in the festival, but we have other events and open to the public. So as well as seeing the festival, as well as seeing the exhibits, public can pay to come in and for other evening events. And one of those is we're showing Bombshell, which is the movie based around Hedy Lamarr. It's more of a documentary, and you can come along, watch the film at the museum, and you can also play in our games and our consoles as well, and we'll be having a discussion afterwards, after the movie.
Okay, what else can we expect?
Yes, there's lots of other events. We have our panel debate. The panel debate will be on the 10th of October, and that's the theme is Give It a Go, where it is IT. And we'll be discussing, we have a panel. It's chaired by Sue Sharman Anderson, who is one of the founders of Ada Lovelace Day. And we'll have four other panellists who are willing to discuss all the issues about getting into the industry, surviving the industry and staying in the industry. And then if you take a break from the industry for whatever reasons, whether it's a sabbatical or gap or maternity leave, it's how to then get back into the industry and all the issues, problems surrounding these.
It's a challenge. My sister has just started back at work after, I can't remember how long now. My niece is 9, so I rather suspect quite a time.
Yes.
And my sister was pretty good at doing insurance.
Yes.
And getting back into that and bringing herself up to date on the various rules and things which have changed. Yeah. And, you know, the same in any industry. Like technology, arguably, more than anything.
Yeah, it's the same in any industry. I have friends who are lawyers. I have friends who are graphic designers and architects. And they've also found it hard to get back in. But I think what we find with technology is it does move faster than other fields. And 2 years out of technology is a long time. And the technology moves on and there's a lot to pick up on. And
How difficult is it for women to get into computer technology? I've just come back from a TV technology conference in Amsterdam as part of the proper job. Mm. And it was very male. Has to be said, it's very white as well, for that matter.
Yes.
But why not? You know, it just doesn't make sense.
I'm constantly asking myself this question. In fact, myself and my colleagues are constantly asking this question. And this is one of the reasons why we've set up the festival, because we want to inspire people. We want to shine a light on this issue. I mean, we live in Cambridge. It's a tech-based city. And it's, I don't know the statistics for the female percentage in the workforce in Cambridge, technology workforce in Cambridge, but the general statistics nationally are not good. And if anything, they're either plateaued or they may even be decreasing. And there are lots of issues behind this. And this is what we want to discuss. We want to encourage debate on this. We need to open up and discuss issues from education. I think it starts very young. I think there are a lot of, and this isn't just about girls, this is all about boys. Computer science, GCSEs in computer science, it's not standard in every school, it's not offered in every school. And these things, it's always, this is my personal opinion, I'm not speaking on behalf of anyone else in the museum, but it is about options. And something's only an option if you can see yourself doing it. And for example, someone could give me a list of options, and the list could be, oh, work at the computer museum or be a skydiver. I mean, a skydiver isn't really an option for me. So they can say you can tick the box, it is your option, but really it's not. And I think for people to see themselves in technology or studying computer science, they need to see it's a valid option. And that has to start at a young age.
Well, speaking of, going back to the festival, so you're running events for both schools, but also their teachers.
Yes. We have a twilight session for teachers where we will be discussing the issues of what's going on in schools and why have the numbers of girls plateaued? Why are there so few girls choosing GCSE computer science? And is it a problem? I suspect it is, but is it a problem? And so that'll be discussed, but not just discussed. We want something constructive. We want to move forward. We want ideas of what can we do about this? And then, of course, Schools Day. We're running two Schools Days. The good news is it's fully booked. We have 120 school children,
Do you know which schools they're coming from?
They're coming from all over. We have local state schools. We have local private schools. And we have schools that are further afield. And so we've got a good mix. Hopefully not all girls. We like to. We are inclusive.
So remind us, this is taking place, starts Monday, is that right?
Well, we start, it's, we're, it, technically it starts, we're seeing the 24th of October, okay. But the museum opens up to the public on Wednesdays, so it'll be up and running and launched on Wednesday, so okay. This next Wednesday.
That's pretty good, yep. And you can book online for all
you
of that if you want
online.
To, I guess, just turn
yes.
up if you want to have a look yep. around.
If you want to just have a look around at the exhibition, just turn up and get your tickets on the front desk, and but for the specific events, yep, book online. Yep.
Okay.
And it's www.computinghistory.org.uk.
I didn't check. I have this thing of needing to check people that they know their own website address, having fallen on that on many an occasion. Rachel Kidd from the Centre for Computing History, thanks very much
okay,
for speaking
you.
To us
thank
this
you.
Morning.